With the start of a new year, a lot of folks wondering if we'll see some changes imposed on Canadian mortgages. On the line with me, best-selling author and Canadian mortgage expert with Dominion Lending, Peter Kinch. Pete, what kind of changes do you anticipate?
Well, Russ, you know, this all started at the end of 2009 with Finance Minister Jim Flaherty making comments that the government was starting to get concerned that the housing market was getting a little overheated, and if it continued at its current pace, the government would have to consider taking action to cool it down.
Okay, so what kind of action would Ottawa take to try and cool down the market?
Well, essentially, they have two tools at their disposal, Russ. Number one, they can increase the minimum down payment to 10%, and number two, they could lower the maximum amortization back to 25 years.
What about increasing rates?
The whole fear behind the bubble theory is that too many Canadians have borrowed too much at these historically low rates with only 5% down, and all we need is a sharp rise in rates to set off an American-style crisis. But the truth is that over 70% of Canadian mortgage holders are in long-term fixed rates, and the Bank of Canada has made it clear in recent statements that they're still a year and a half away from their inflation targets. And as such, any increase in rates would be premature at this point, Russ.
Okay, so the translation of that is?
Well, the translation is that the broader economy is not ready for a rise in rates. So look for the Bank of Canada to keep rates low beyond the target at July of 2010. And without the corresponding sharp rise in rates, we're not likely to see any bubble develop. So technically, the government's fears should be unwarranted.
All right, P, thanks very much. In the Business Center, I'm Russ Byth.